Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. The number is 202-380-3699. Brand new phone number. Mark it down. We don't know if we're going to have it for very long. I'm trying to get the 603 line back.
You're going to afford it.
We're trying. It may take a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yep, that's generally the time frame everybody gives you.
202-380-3699. It's actually hard to get New Hampshire numbers. The company that we're going through now for these voice-over IP lines, they just won't issue them. Yeah. I can port one in, but they won't issue it.
New Hampshire is due for what they call an NPA split or an area code split.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So there would be a second area.
Yeah, so this actually started happening in the advent of the fax machine,
mm-hmm.
where all of a sudden, you know, there were more need for phone numbers than phone numbers that existed, right? And so they can recycle numbers to some extent, but, you know, fax machines come out, and then all of a sudden pagers on top of that.
Yeah, everybody needs
a
phone.
And then, of course, cell phones on top of that.
Right.
So you started to see a whole bunch of places get additional area codes to get more numbers. And so places that, you know, used to only have one area code now have two and things of that nature.
What will happen to New Hampshire?
In the West Coast, for example, in the Seattle area, there's 206, 425, and 253.
Oh, okay.
But there's two different areas of 425. It's really interesting. So if you call a 425 number from a 425 number, depending on
it may or may not
where
be long
its
distance.
Origination is, right, it may or may not be long distance within the state.
That stuff is so confusing, all the old long distance rules that still apply on these old phone systems.
In my day, you couldn't call people. You had to call a house with an entire family.
Yeah.
Or how about a party line where you had to share the one phone number with more than one household?
Yeah, did you ever have one of those?
Yeah, I did, actually. In one of the foster homes I was in, we shared with the neighbor. And so if you wanted to make a phone call, you had to first pick up the receiver of the phone and listen and see if you had
anyone
dials
there
and see if anyone else is there. And if it was of somewhat importance to you to make that call quickly, you had to, like, butt in like you used to do on the CB radio.
Like,
you know,
hey,
like
guys.
Breaker. You know, hey, how long are you going to, you know, can I make a call? I got to make this call before 10 o'clock or whatever, you know. And so you'd have to have this cooperation with your neighbors. I mean, it was kind of interesting because you had to develop a relationship with your neighbors in that respect.
I'd always heard of party lines, but I never knew that's the way they were used. Yeah. I always thought it was just a conference call or something like that. I never got that.
Yeah,
I thought it was like chat rooms for phones.
Yeah,
it's quite literally. Imagine, you know, having one landline in your house, but having five phones. Right, one in every room in the house. It's kind of like that, except
I remember that.
Except one of the phones is at your neighbor's house instead of at your house.
Let's go to the calls here. We got Sam. He's on the line, and hopefully he's actually there this time. Sam, are you with us?
Yes.
We have you now.
Wait, Sam, do you have a top hat and a long white beard, and are you generally pointing at people?
No.
Thank goodness.
I thought you were my uncle.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Sam.
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener and a second-time caller. I called you before sometime in December 2016 about the state police. Because I'm 51 years old and I lived in Dover, Delaware for 47 years.
Hmm.
And I've always had to deal with racial profiling and I didn't receive over 50-something tickets.
Wow.
Tickets. And they put my son guns and drug charges right on top of mine and they dispersed that information throughout all the agencies for basically turning their names into the ACLU and the Department of Justice. So ACLU has a gag. Yes, sir.
The ACLU?
Yes. And they pretty much use intimidation tactics against my attorney. to keep me from pursuing a lawsuit. I had...
The ACLU is using intimidation tactics against your attorney?
No, sir.
Oh.
It's the FBI and the
okay, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like the ACLU would do so. I don't,
Since when can you turn people into the ACLU?
Okay.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
No, I told you, I was telling you before about the harassment and using the camcorders for over 25, 30 years of being pulled over all the time in my dump trucks and trailers, and I pretty much I have a Facebook and I posted up the military drones and police drones being used against Americans in Delaware, and they help cover for police pullover. So they had mentioned that on 1410 that they were going to start using drones in 2012, 2013 on 1410. So they're definitely using that and staging entrapment. Intimidation and the Patriot Act was approved right about the same time. So smart TV and Alexa, all that is being used to set up entrapment.
Yeah, and actually, Captain, you had something tonight about Amazon and them being hush-hush when it came to what they were doing with the cops.
Folks who have the Ring or whatever that is, the Amazon, they're not sharing how cooperative they're being.
I've been documenting a continuous violation of my rights of going in and out of my house and my girlfriend's house.
Right.
They've been doing this for almost 10 years, and Glenn Beck had spoke about the NSA living in homes, and I had the video recording of that.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been harassed for a long time, and for a lot of people, this is an everyday concern. This is something where they leave the house. They're dealing with the good chance they're going to get pulled over because they're driving while black or driving while, brown or whatever.
Or even Asian.
Sam, I want to say thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate you standing up for your rights and recording video because that's the best thing you can do. You can't use violence against the state. It's counterproductive. It won't work to use their tactics back against them. But to put them out there on, like you said, a YouTube channel or better yet, library. If you want to check out library, go to lbry.com because YouTube is all about the state. YouTube loves the government. If you break from the government line when it comes to things like COVID, they're going to take your channel down. It's only a matter of time before if you break from the government line when it comes to quote-unquote domestic extremism or criticizing the police. Before you know it, YouTube is going to be targeting those videos too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're not safe on the big tech platforms. And Sam, thanks for the call.
Yeah, the COVID thing seems to be more common for the people on the right to get a lot of flack from YouTube for.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what I've seen people get kicked off on the left for is having an unorthodox stance on Israel. Seems to be the hot topic in general, the left is really not fond of this whole, at the end of World War II, you just, occupied this place and sold it three times and gave it to these people. Like, they're really not happy about that.
Well, I mean, how was the United States of America founded, right? It took the land of the Native Americans, so, it's not the first time.
Captain, give me another quote from the 21 nonconformity quotes.
I like this one particularly for Sam the caller. The opposite of bravery is not cowardice, but conformity.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like Sam was, being brave and standing up for himself and, exposing these people for the bastards they are.
That's a good one because it's, it is absolutely counter to bravery, to do what you're told.
This was from a man, I don't know who this is, Dr. Robert Anthony, who wrote The Ultimate Secret to Total Self-Confidence.
Good one, Bob. Thanks.
Indeed.
Give me another one. We got 21 of these things, so we might as well do a few of them.
Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to reform or pause and reflect. Mark Twain.
Mm. He's got some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
All progress has resulted from people who took unpopular positions. That's by Adlai Stevenson from 1954. The Mark Twain was from 1904, by the way.
Yeah.
Go your own way. Question everything. Accept nothing. Accept no dogma. No cant. There are too many people walking around thinking they're sacred cows and they're only half right.
How many? Yeah. How many times have you seen somebody with a question everything bumper sticker and then like a Biden bumper sticker or some other kind of?
Yeah. You know, obviously didn't follow their own advice.
Or like peace bumper stickers and then Biden Obama bumper stickers and things like that. It's like, hello.
Yeah. Or peace and then like my son is, you know, in the Air Force or whatever, in the military or something.
So since we're talking about the police, Atlantic City now using sirens to mark a juvenile curfew that kicks off at 10 p.m.
What is... Oh, no, never mind. I see.
Curfews. Yeah, we can talk about that. Plus, the cops are tasing and beating teens for vaping in some parts of the country. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And the phones are open for you. If you want to join in, you can dial 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Sorry, try that again then, Peakless.
You've been canceled, apparently.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Look at you with your authority canceling one of the hosts, co-hosts of Free Talk Live.
You guys were a little chatty there before we came back, so I still had you muted. So we're talking about police abuse. We had a caller earlier who said it's a necessary evil. He says, you know, we've got to have the police. We've got to have the necessary evil to keep us safe.
Do we?
From other evils.
If we didn't have a violent gang running our lives, then violent gangs would do things.
Now look, one of the evils that the police are trying to keep you safe from is vaping. Okay? It's going to hurt you. If you vape too much, your lungs could get damaged. Now, they probably won't get damaged as much as smoking, but nonetheless, the police are out there in the streets, and they're trying to protect your children from themselves.
And what is the mechanism they're using to protect these children?
Tasers. And probably clubs. I'm not sure. They've been beating on teenagers, according to Reason.com. Billy Binion writing the story that over the last several years, people across the political aisle have conceded that parts of the drug war only serve to exacerbate certain problems. At the same time, politicians of both stripes have engaged in a bipartisan effort to restrict a new boogeyman, vaping.
Don't you know that's bad for your health? You need to stop.
Here's an actual clip of what I think this was Atlantic City. It looks like they're out on the boardwalk. Oh, no, sorry. Ocean City, Maryland.
You mean under the boardwalk?
No. Well, they would have taken him under the boardwalk.
Down by the sheath?
If there wasn't a camera nearby to observe what was going on. Thankfully, this guy had friends. Ocean City, Maryland, taking down a 17-year-old tough boy who's standing there surrounded by five cops. He's got his hands up. He's wearing a backpack. And he's got a T-shirt on that says Death Row Records, so you know he's trouble. Here's what happened. And he's down. One, two, three, four, five cops that I've counted at least so far in this video. Yelling at his friends who actually cared enough to video record this incident.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing they tased him. He might develop a heart condition.
Now, were you watching this video, Lee, as I was playing this? Were you able to see? It's just kind of a small screen here, but did you see why they tased this young man?
I did not.
Now, I suspect they're going to claim that he went for a gun.
It's because they just don't like Dr. Dre's record label.
Well, here's... I'm going to play it back one more time. Watch what he does. He's standing with a backpack.
In the air. Just standing there.
Do you think he was going for a gun when his hand...
Didn't they tell him to take off the backpack?
Well, I don't know. Let's run it back one more time. Last time. Here we go. Get down on the ground. I heard that. I didn't hear take off the backpack. Okay. But that might have been what was going through his mind. Was like, well, if I'm going to get down on the ground, I should take my backpack off or whatever.
Perhaps they were telling him to dance by yelling, get down, and they were like, he's not getting down, we better tase him.
He's obviously a spy.
He's wearing a Death Row Records T-shirt, he must know how to get down.
Now, this guy is just standing there with his hands up. There's no reason why the police couldn't have approached him, given that there were a whole, at least five officers standing in a, you know, semicircle around him. There's no reason why they had to tell him to get down on the ground, except for the fact that they wanted to just order him around and tell him what to do. They could very well have gone and simply grabbed his hands and put him in handcuffs. Not that I'm advocating that they even talk to him in the first place. Leave people alone. The kid was just vaping. You know?
He is a kid. If I've seen this video before just now.
He's a teenager.
And seeing it again sickened me just as much the first time as it did this time. But it is literally, you're watching a child get tased and just fall to the ground. Somebody who's not harming anybody.
Yeah.
He's not causing any problem to anybody. And the cops are just like, hey, guess what, pal? You're going down.
But what did the police have to say about this event? According to the story at Reason, the Ocean City officers noticed a, quote, large group, unquote, that their vaping was in violation of a local ordinance that prohibits vaping and smoking except in designated areas. So they're outdoors. They're in front of, you know, they're not even near, like, a front door, right? Like, some cities, they say you can't vape or you can't smoke within
40 feet or something.
Or, yeah. Like, near a window or right. A door or something. They're down the stairs from this apartment complex or wherever it is that they're standing in front of. They're nowhere near anything or anyone, but nonetheless.
And I got to ask, like, what kind of mindset do you have where you're like, oh, he's going to pull a gun to defend his right to vape?
For a vaping ticket.
Seriously.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what happens to kids, to children who get beaten or otherwise abused physically, harmed physically by agents of the state? They grow up to become domestic terrorists.
Mm.
Not all of them. Or at least have anti-government sentiment.
You wonder why there are people who are developing anti-government and anti-authoritarian sentiment?
It's because of stuff like this, for sure.
It's because of the organization itself.
After walking away, so the cops went and they threatened the young people first. But then apparently they didn't write the tickets at first. After walking away, cops noticed one of the same teens, Bryant Everett Anderson, engaging or re-engaging with his vape. Quote, officers approached the group again to further address the violation, unquote.
They were like, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Huh?
According to the press release from the local gang. Quote, during the course of the interaction, the male refused to provide his proof of identification and became disorderly.
Done.
So that's why they took the taser.
Standing there.
Yeah, how dare you?
Standing there, being disorderly.
Right, how dare you actually, like, you know, not have an ID that you want to show somebody. And last time I checked, you don't have to carry an ID on you when you're standing in a place.
That's a fact.
In most places. Now, that may not be a fact in all places, Captain. We're not giving legal advice here, but so check your local BS laws and see what they say. Viral video making the rounds appears to cast some doubt on the idea that the situation merited such force. The clip shows the teen with his hands up, surrounded by the officers and public safety aides. He's then tased, falls to the ground, and is later hogtied by the police and carried away.
Yeah, there's actually footage of that as well, and it's also very, very disturbing.
I don't want to see it.
Three other teens were also arrested, according to the government in the city, alleging they too engaged in disorderly conduct and tried to disrupt the scene. By what? Recording video and saying, hey, leave my friend alone?
Well, you see, your masters told you to stop doing a thing, and then you did it. So, obviously, you're a threat to society.
This is clearly domestic terrorism. I mean, these kids are obviously anti-government and anti-authority, and we need to get the federal government involved.
Out of the mercy of my heart. I didn't even ticket you, and then you go and do it again?
You know, I think, was it last night we were talking about Gitmo? Guantanamo
Bay?
Yeah,
I think so.
I find it interesting that if they do successfully label American citizens as terrorists of some kind, domestic or otherwise, that it's entirely possible that they could ship American citizens to Guantanamo Bay.
And what exactly is the difference between that and a gulag?
There's less laws for them to violate themselves. Oh, between that and a gulag? I don't...
That's a tough call.
Nothing.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Earlier this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced $250 million in funding for the state to build a wall on the border with Mexico. But Representative Henry Cuellar says that the state's wall is unlikely to be built as big as the governor wants. The Texas Democrat tells CNN that President Biden is unlikely to lift certain restrictions that President Trump did during his term to get construction done.
When you look at how many miles he built a little bit over 50 miles of new fencing in 4 years. And that's because he was able to waive environmental laws. So there's no way that our friend Joe Biden is going to waive any environmental laws. So if Trump was stopped, certainly Abbott will be stopped also. If he wants to spend $250 million of taxpayers' dollars, he ought to build a grid instead of building the electric grid. He ought to build the electric grid instead of trying to build a 14th century wall.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A soldier killed in the Korean War finally laid to rest. Mike Fortier has more.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered. But 3 years ago, his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona, say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off, police eventually tracking him to a hardware store where he was shot. 6 cyclists were hospitalized, with 4 of them in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the number where you can join us on the radio waves. 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And some guy air drumming.
That is Captain Kickass. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the police tasing and hog-tying teenagers for vaping in Ocean City because, well, you know, they're just trying to help them stay healthy by tasing them.
Wouldn't it be cool if, like, your vaporizer, which is what, is, you know, vape stands for vaporizer.
Yeah.
It's the shortened word. Wouldn't it be cool if your vaporizer could just vaporize them?
The police?
Well, I mean, how are we supposed to maintain our health if we don't have people beating us up for things right. that they think are a threat?
Tasing us and hog-tying us when...
Yeah, and apparently there's more video from this. We watched one of them where a young man who's standing with his hands up, surrounded by 5 cops, he's not doing anything threatening at all, and the cops tase him and then later hogtie him away. Apparently in the same incident, additional videos show a group of officers piling on top of another teenager while a cop knees him repeatedly in the side, as 3 other teens in the incident were also arrested.
Well, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like gang behavior.
Sure does. But look, it's for their own good, and we have a necessary evil here, Captain. So
Yeah, we need this.
You're not looking at the big picture.
Okay, Robert.
I mean, sure, it was bad for his health to, you know, beat him, tase him, hogtie him. But think of all the other people that watched this and go, I am never letting them catch me vape again.
It was good for the society.
Exactly.
It helped society out in some unknown way, shape, or form that's totally immeasurable.
I mean, didn't we learn back in the 20th century that electroshock therapy is a good, positive thing for humanity? I mean, that is a way to change how people behave, isn't it?
This is how you establish respect for the law, by having arbitrary, nonsensical laws that you brutally enforce on children.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We have on the line with us, Angela is in Arizona. Angela, you're on Free Talk Live. Angela in Arizona. Angela going once. Angela going twice. All right, we'll put her back on hold. How about David in New Mexico? David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, some crime is being committed by government officials, just convicted. But first of all, I'm listening to you on KENN, Farmington, New Mexico. You're also on KINN on Saturday nights.
Ken and Kin.
That's right.
Yeah, KINN is in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and sadly you're not on Saturdays anymore like you were on KIVA. Eddie Aragon is talking about wine instead for some reason. But anyway, why have I bothered to call you? I'm not criticizing you guys. Why do I call you for the last 10 years annoying people? Because the state of New Mexico illegally trafficked my children. Judge M. Monica Zamora did that. I proved that with a unanimous decision from the New Mexico Court of Appeals saying exactly that. And that's why I spend my time calling. Now, the same New Mexico government that trafficked my children illegally that I proved. Oh, and tomorrow's Father's Day, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. And I said goodbye to my kids one day 14 years ago, not knowing I'd never see them again. And I've never seen them again. And it's Father's Day again. All right? So that's why I call. Now, convicted a couple days ago, within the last couple days, another state of New Mexico government official, a former government official, Demesia Padilla, who was convicted of two felony counts of embezzlement from a business that she was supplying services to while she was the tax and rev cabinet secretary. Now, that's in addition to the Children, Youth, and Families, CYFD, the CPS here in New Mexico, that I told you before, that this is still ongoing and is still under investigation by Attorney General Hector Balderas. Now, Hector Balderas said that, this is a paraphrased quote, in regard to the felony convictions of Demesia Padilla, that we will hold people accountable no matter who they are, what position they're in. And yet, Hector Balderas is silent on the Children, Youth, and Families situation where they were caught by whistleblowers destroying public records and destroying evidence. Now, there is a Whistleblower Protection Act Blaylock, the cabinet secretary, violated when he fired the whistleblowers. There's an Inspection of Public Records Act that Blaylock, cabinet secretary, violated when he destroyed public records. There is the Fifth Amendment due process protections, which protects evidence under due process, which Blaylock destroyed when he destroyed these public records.
Man, I mean, it just keeps going on and on with the corruption.
It's a good thing that the law is equally applied to everyone, and since the since the Court of Appeals found that they were illegally trafficked, it's a good thing that that judge is in jail now.
Except not.
And I'm sure he got his kids back. No, he didn't. No.
Thank you, David. Good luck. Sorry about the situation.
Yeah, his situation is horrible.
And it's not uncommon.
And no, it is not uncommon. And
it's, you know, you see so much of this corruption go on constantly. One government agent getting busted and then another government agent. And of course, these are just the tips of the iceberg. You know, a lot of these people are completely protected from any kind of prosecution. If they're high up enough, then the agencies that are doing the busting of these other people are going to do protecting of these other, you know, the higher ups. And there's just no way that anything's ever going to change. It doesn't matter who you elect. It doesn't matter if you sweep out all the bad guys and put in a new group. group, as long as it's people in positions of power, you're going to find that people are corrupted.
Well, and I noticed David said that, I think it was the judge or somebody, the politician maybe, said that they were going to treat everybody, you know, in the same way, and they would, you know, I don't know, figure
sure.
out, you know.
I've got a bridge
and
I can sell
you. And then, of course, didn't do the exact thing that they said that they would do. So,
right.
And this is totally common, and people just like, right. I don't know what it is, man, their memory span, their ability to recall things like 2 weeks later goes away, and everybody just puts up with it for no reason. There's no reason for anybody to put up with it.
I don't think people think they can do anything about it. I mean, even if they do understand how corrupt things seem to be or actually are, they feel like you can't fight City Hall. You've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's defund City Hall.
Well, that's a great plan. Who's going first?
I use crypto all the time.
Well, that's cool, but they're going to demand, you know, property tax payments, and then if you don't pay, they're going to come take your house from you. You know, whether you're using crypto or not is a non-factor in that whole situation.
Well,
and most people aren't willing to lose their home.
I think that everybody out there that feels the same way that we do here on Free Talk Live about most of this stuff should gather together with other people who feel the same way. Join the Rebel Alliance, if you will, because guess what? We're it. I mean, like, we're the closest thing to that analogy that exists currently. And so move to New Hampshire, join the rest of us, and see if we can do something about it. Because I don't see any other way.
I don't either. I want to see some other way, well, and, you know, let me know.
Well, like I said, crypto. Because, I mean, state and local governments are absolutely, at this point, dependent on the dole that they get from the federal government.
Yep.
Now, if you remove the federal government's ability to print money, they lose all of that power.
No, I agree with that, and that's why they're cracking down on crypto currently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And it's going to get worse, sadly, in my opinion, before it gets better.
Well, but even then, I don't disagree with either of you, but taking Captain's idea and combining it with the crypto thing is an even more powerful thing.
Yes.
Because crypto's great, and it seems like it's taking off in a way that it never has this year with mainstream celebrities like Elon Musk, Paris Hilton getting behind, you know, Bitcoin, for
instance.
We've
got a foreign country saying, hey, it's going to be our currency. Mm-hmm.
So this could be another record year, and I think it already is another record year. It certainly has hit a record high, the price of Bitcoin. But to concentrate Bitcoiners and cryptocurrency people together in the same geographic area also provides a real unusual circumstance, and that is that there's an actual market. There's a real concentrated, real physical, real-life market for crypto.
Yeah, you can create a community of people who trade their goods and services for this.
Exactly. And that doesn't really exist in most places around the planet.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to cut the murderers out on your business.
Yeah, 202-380-3699. You can take control of the airwaves here. Remaining moments are coming up. We got enough time for you if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live's Saturday show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The number is 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peekles Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
I want to say thanks to Paza. Paza is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And Paza, appreciate you joining the AMP program and supporting Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way to help us help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. We've got about 185 stations right now. They're not all on right now, but over the whole week we have that many stations airing our show, and that allows new people to discover the ideas of freedom, liberty, cryptocurrency, as we've been discussing. And that's important because we're really, I'm sorry to say, after almost 20 years, really the only show that talks about those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you value what we do, please go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. I mean, I would have loved if there was, like, some sort of libertarian explosion. We have, like, you know, a half a dozen competitors in syndication, but we don't.
Nice. I'm glad you pointed out, though, because to our listeners, at least, we can, at a minimum, serve as sort of a canary in the coal mine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, you mean like how we got raided on March 16th and you might be next? Is that what you mean by canary in the coal mine?
Yeah, so okay. when this show goes off air...
Yeah, it's bad. Things are getting bad.
You might think that the government may look at us and go, these guys are talking about anti-government sentiments, they're extremists. Mm. Well, what's more extreme is us not being allowed to have this show.
I prefer to describe my sentiments as being pro-peace. You know,
well,
I'd rather,
understand. The idea,
but in the eyes of the government.
The like, idea. You know.
I mean, questioning our right to wage a forever war.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to question all the wars because, you know, peace is
terrorists.
A good idea. Yeah, peace is
the
a good idea.
The war on terror, the war on drugs, the war in Afghanistan, the never-ending war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suggesting that we should end war. Obviously, that's the kind of thinking that a terrorist does.
And I think that, you know, the government should be ended as well because it's contrary to the idea of peace. You know, I want to see peace on Earth, and the only way we're going to get to that is by ending the institution of coercion, the monopoly on force.
And to your point, people have to be allowed to operate in a way that incentivizes them to be peaceful. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that if you have this organization that people can kind of use to target each other, right?
Right?
These red flag laws, these snitch lines. This is not a way to incentivize people to act peacefully with each other. This is not a way to incentivize them to cooperate with each other, to tolerate each other, even though you may have differences of opinion and things like that. This is not how you do that to the human species. There's no incentive at all for people to act peacefully in accordance with the organization known as government.
And the thing about it is, I mean, in addition to just the raw numbers of violations that they commit on a daily basis, it's not just violent, it's not just an evil, it's hypocrisy. And it's the kind of evil that people will look directly at and say, this isn't evil. They will look directly at the government doing things like this, hog-tying teenagers for people are
more quick to pull out a phone and videotape it than they are to step in and help.
And instead of looking at that like it is what it is, they look at it and go, well, that's just the price of a civil society.
That's what you get for vaping.
That's the exact opposite of a civil society.
Yeah.
This is what not being civil society looks like.
Right. The only reason you should hogtie a person is if they're in a place destroying it or, you know, disrespecting the rules of the owner and they won't leave and you need to have men do something to make a person leave. Then if you gotta grab them and remove them, then you do that, but, you know, you don't have to hurt them.
It's the old scene from every bar fight you've ever seen on TV in the movies where the bouncer chucks a guy out the window or something,
right? And then they're done. Then they're done. They don't go and they put them in a cage. They just get them off the premises.
Right.
Yeah, the whole idea of arrest as a decent idea is that you are currently and actively a threat. You are a threat to people's lives, health, and property. Therefore, we need to make you not a threat to people's lives, health, and property.
That's
like, maybe you're hammered and you're breaking things, and okay, well, we need to stop you doing that. Or maybe you're about to cause a whole bunch of mayhem. Okay,
and you're supposed to use the minimum amount of force in order to accomplish that task.
Right.
But if you're humane.
But this idea that, by defying the king's orders, you have already caused yourself to be a menace to society. You are vaping without the king's permission.
Disorderly conduct.
Yeah. And that, justifying the idea that, I mean, let alone the brutality of the tactics that they use to arrest you.
Oh, the first kid that got arrested, he had it easy compared to another one. I mean, I was watching the other video where some kid's on the ground.
Oh, yeah, watch the blood drain from your face.
There's a cop kneeing him as hard as he possibly can, and it is just, and there's literally another dozen cops standing around.
Yep.
It's just absolutely insane. Captain, you had some 21 nonconformity quotes. I don't know if you want to pick another one. I also want to tell you about social.freetalklive.com. We talked about big tech earlier on the show tonight and how they're going to be working with the federal government to help snitch on people who might have anti-government or anti-hierarchical tendencies or beliefs. There's new domestic terror laws that they're proposing, and you better believe they're going to be roping in Facebook and roping in Twitter and all these other companies to, you know, well, they've already got a list of the things you've said, but to report you and then, you know, save that data and send it on to your federal masters.
And a quick note about that, because you got to watch as they sneak in changes in the language. So they use the phrase social hierarchy. So we can't even talk about the fact that it's political, because you might actually realize that political things are violent things.
Yes.
No. It's social hierarchy.
Mm.
It it promotes being social.
You're
anti-social.
To
be able to just, you know, beat people at will and kidnap them and steal their stuff. That's social hierarchy.
I do have a high interest in calling things what they are. I think substituting the word violent or violence for political may do that trick. Right, so, oh, it's a political debate. No, it's a violence debate.
Right, yeah. It's a debate over who gets to control the violence.
To control the monopoly on violence, you know.
That's exactly right.
So if you want to have a place where you can go to express yourself that's a lot like the other social media, in fact, it's a lot like Twitter. That's what the Mastodon platform was designed to ape. Is designed to be like Twitter, but without the central control.
Yep.
You can go to social.freetalklive.com. It's a decentralized, open-source, federated platform, Mastodon. It's the gold standard of independent social media on the Internet. And you don't have to be a libertarian to post there. You're welcome to join us and, you know, express yourself and have a lot more freedom to do so. Go to social.freetalklive.com. What'd you find for us of the 21 nonconformity quotes as highlighted by the Foundation for Economic Education?
This is by Eric Hoffer, who is a moral philosopher. I'm not familiar with
as
his
opposed
word.
To an immoral philosopher, right?
Yes. It is the individual only who is timeless. Societies, cultures, civilizations, past and present, are often incomprehensible to outsiders. Mm. But the individual's hungers, anxieties, dreams, and preoccupations have remained unchanged through the millennia.
Mm. Yeah, and the other thing is they've been constantly repressed, constantly oppressed. Yeah. Yeah. Told what to do. Told they can't have
the individual
things they want.
The individual is still the smallest minority.
And the most oppressed.
Yeah. And the most oppressed.
Well, and it's always these groupings that dehumanize people. I mean, that's how they work. You have to say, you are not in my group, and therefore you are subhuman, and that is what justifies me to act toward you in this way. Whereas, if you recognize them not as part of this demonic group, but as an individual that's suffering the same summers and winters as you, the same hungers and thirsts, that bleeds red just like you do, then you're going to treat them like a human being.
You're much more likely. And I think that's a great point. And the government gang wants to separate people into groups, and they want those people to see the groups as their enemy.
They want
the government.
They want the pitchfork people angry at the torch people, and the torch people angry at the pitchfork people, so they never realize who's doing the bad stuff.
And it is always a tiny minority of people that are either sociopaths or mimicking this sociopathy.
Right.
So the strange thing is that most of the time, you will actually be right when you can trust a human being, even without information. Most of the time,
that's
you're
true.
Right.
Most people are good.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's we have managed to feed the goodness in ourselves. Because good and evil cuts down straight in the center of every human being. And you can either feed the evil in you or the good in you. And by being in a society, you can help each other feed the good. And that is where we're at. And it's what we're clawing back and not letting be stripped from us by these authoritarian goons.
Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment of this program, just grab it up any old time you want. We've got, I don't know, 15-plus years worth of archives there. Searchable. Check them out over at freetalklive.com. You can join us online. In the meantime, check out lordkickass.com for more Captain Kickass. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Sunday show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.